It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And we have John W. Spring. Welcome back, John.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. I have a lot of things to share with you and your listening audience today.
Okay, let's proceed. Let's start. I may insert a comment here and there, but let's roll.
Okay. First of all, I would like to say that this week is the 60th anniversary of my encounter with a large predator shark. And that was very significant in my life because when I was facing the impossible, by that I mean this huge, massive shark was closer to shore than I was, and there was no way possible under my own power of being even a very good swimmer that I was going to make it ashore alive. So I prayed to the Lord, and I made him this promise. I said, if I should live and survive this impossible situation, I will do whatever I can for the rest of my life to basically provide my talents to save this nation.
Right.
And the next day, a skin diver further up the coast of Portuguese Bend near San Pedro was killed by what they claimed was a great white shark. But in speaking with many marine biologists, they did not think that I was attacked by a great white because it was what I described was much larger than the gray whites apparently become in these days. And I must admit, when I saw that...
They can be pretty big, though. I can tell you, they can be pretty big.
I know it's fictitious, but what I encountered resembled more of the Meg in that rather bizarre motion picture. But
You mean like the movie that talks about the giant shark and the...
Which was supposedly extinct millions of years ago.
Right.
Well, I'm not so sure...
some of the oceans are very large. I mean, there's a lot of organisms out there that probably we think are extinct, and they're not. Even things that are like dinosaur-style things, like there's some DNA evidence, for example, of Nessie in the giant deep locks in Scotland. So
exactly.
There's a lot more things on heaven and earth that we don't know about, right?
Yes. When I was a non-commissioned officer in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, my specialty was a quartermaster, and so I spent a good share of my time up in a bridge.
Right.
And in the chart room, we had some rather interesting books related to sightings on the various seas and oceans of sea monsters and a giant squid and everything imaginable. And, of course, those are never publicized or released to the public, but it was rather interesting reading. So I would say there are many things that are supposedly extinct that are still in existence. Yeah. But that was just one thing I wanted to mention. The other and most crucial thing is I'm going to urge everyone later during this program to go to their computer and type in the words, contact the White House. And I'll try to remember to mention that later on in the program, Dr. Bill, because if they type that in and they type the appropriate information and then at the bottom write in their comments, or they can pre-write their comments and then transfer them on to that location.
Yeah, they got phone numbers here. They also have a contact place where you can send an email or even get an address. You can actually certify a letter and send it to them directly
to
POTUS or his staff, right?
are basically ineffective, because all they're asking for is an opinion on something. But that's one possibility. If they would take the time to actually send a message to the White House, just as I have for several years now, through that format, I think it would be far more effective.
Especially if we get thousands of our listeners decide to contact the White House in whatever means to make sure that they actually check out the facts that you present. For example, the danger of Russian nukes in La Rochelle Island and Punta Huerte. What's going on right now, by the way, this big storm is actually heading toward Puerto Rico, but also could well hit, could hit the Antilles Islands. What people should start understanding is that the Russians are playing a very dangerous game right now. The explosion that occurred about a week ago in Semipalatinsk was their hypersonic cruise missile experiment in northern Russia blew up and killed a lot of people, because the way they engineer, and I found this out from my contacts in Russia, they don't kind of re-engineer on a computer and see if it's going to be a good idea. They rebuild it, and if it blows up and kills people, that's just a side effect of how the regime works. I mean, they could care less if some scientists and technicians get blown up in a hazardous kind of new experiment on some technology or military weapon.
Yes.
That's the way the Russians work. I mean, people have to understand that, right?
Yes, and people need to understand that this research in Russia is being done to eventually destroy Americans here in the United States.
Well, the thing is that we're hours and minutes away rather than days and years away from a disaster. I mean, if we struck, for example, Iran, it would be not impossible for the Russians to think that they can actually finally have a window to attack, because they're very probably concerned that Trump's going to budget up a missile defense system eventually, because they dropped the one the Pentagon was setting. That was just dropped last month after years of kind of failing. But if they do, for example, my laser net interferometry, which is an upgraded version of the Brilliant Pebble system, we will have total missile defense, and it will not cost a fortune. And once we have that, the Russians' window is closed. It can no longer reexert the Soviet Empire, because the only way the Soviet Empire is going to come back if America disappears in a thermonuclear flash, and it could be several ways. Firstly, number one, have them hit us with the EMP weapon and say, hey, we'll attack your military bases unless you surrender.
Yep.
Or number two, attack us and hit our military bases here and overseas and ask America to surrender. And remember, there's globalists in the world government on both the left and the right. There are people inside the government that basically want to surrender to a world government. People don't get that. They think, well, we should have missile defense. No, they're not really trying very hard to do it. I mean, after years of screwing around, they basically dropped the ball with regard to missile defense.
Yes.
And, people have to understand this is contrived incompetence on purpose, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, the one thing I admire about you, Dr. Deagle, is that you invite people on your program whom might even disagree with you on certain issues. And
I like to dialogue about things, and I like to dissect problems down to their core and try to find simple solutions, or to find out, ask better questions. Because I tell people the most important thing is not thinking that you have all the answers, but you ask better and better questions, because the real answers are something probably quite different than what you would expect. Right?
Yes.
And the most important thing is to actually analyze the data and everything. What you've done is you look for anomalies. When you looked at all the anomalies, you realized the anomalies indicate there was something going on in Cuba before you actually formulated that there were missiles there. But you look for the anomalies, and the anomalies led you to ask the better questions, which led you to get proof that was later proven by a U-2 flight over 1961 to show President Kennedy there was indeed Russian nukes in Cuba, and again later on in Grenada Island, and now the Russians are back at it again. And of course, they're a tiny empire with a tiny budget, and they've got very creative scientists, but the way they engineer is on a shoestring budget, you don't care if you blow up a few people if you're just going to proceed to advance your technology.
From their perspective, they are expendable items.
Exactly. People don't understand that Putin wants to he said the greatest disaster of the 20th century was the fall of the Soviet Union. It's like, are you kidding? I mean, socialism everywhere is godless socialism, has failed and destroyed 100 million plus people in 20th century alone. And we've got to understand, socialism is not going to celebrate the exceptionalism of individuals. It says central planning and control always betters. For example, the largest oil supply in the world, 7 to 10 times larger than Saudi Arabia, is in Venezuela. But look at the state of their economy. The government took over everything. It's a mess, isn't it?
Yes. One thing about Russia that is very difficult for Americans to understand is that basically what you were just alluding to, you have a socialistic perspective, and you will use capital if it's available.
Right.
But it will be mainly controlled by bureaucrats who may be incompetent. In some cases, they might be very efficient. Now, you take, for example, the scholars at Moscow State University in the geography department, and they traditionally become the advisors to the leaders of Russia or the former Soviet Union. When Joseph Stalin designed that institution, he considered geography the most prestigious discipline, and as a result, the geography department was assigned to the tower on that campus, which is much higher than any of the other buildings or departments. And of course, he was very geographical aware of the world. In fact, he had a globe on his desk almost next to his telephone. And it is said that he would ponder and just look over the globe from time to time.
The Russians have a well-known list of very advanced chess and strategic players. And they're not stupid people. The problem is that they have a darkness in their culture. The darkness is somehow that if my wisdom is literally used to bring such a plan to the republic, everybody will benefit. Which is the lie of not celebrating exceptionalism of the average person. The average guy that's a mechanic that's working in a garage may come up with a brilliant idea and should become, with proper funding and investment. Able to run his own little small business, become a medium-large business, and then eventually maybe sell it off or expand it to become a major corporation. It's innovation that's allowed America to move forward, and actually it's innovation that we celebrate. It's not really capitalism. It's really, we should say, exceptionalism. Exceptionalism means no one is created equal in God's eyes. Everybody has exceptional abilities, even like my daughter with Down syndrome. But yeah. If you don't celebrate exceptionalism, you literally celebrate central control, which means if everybody's considered equal, which they're not, in terms of ability, we're going to centrally control, and even the dumbest people often rise to the top because they're evil or power-hungry, and they then have central planning that screws things up. Just look at Maduro down in Venezuela. Look at even Putin, who thinks he's real bright because he was head of the GRU. These people don't have the most brilliant ideas how to fix things.
Yeah.
And I even see this with Trump. I mean, you know, Trump's playing around some of the edges in health care. He hasn't yet made it legal, for example, for insurance carriers to work across state lines. He could actually do some executive orders to move all insurance carriers to pay by time instead of fee for service. He could move to get rid of malpractice. And a couple of those things would just fix health care. You don't need to kind of get rid of, like they've got rid of, for example, the mandate for the Obamacare. It's better to dismantle it piece by piece in one great big bill. And the same thing with the border. You need multiple things. For example, you should send the troops down to help the 6,000 recently trained Mexicans that are going to control the border because they're just novices. We also need to send the troops down in special forces to kill the drug cartels who are working in conjunction with our SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA. People don't realize the drug cartels couldn't do anything get marketing those drugs into America unless they had collaboration inside our government. That's why we have people like McCabe, who's in deep trouble, because he's now going to be in the chopping block, and he's, you know, they let off like Comey off the hook, but McCabe made the statement that he had received orders directly from Comey. Well, the same thing goes on inside our government. That's why when they had Fast and Furious back during the Obama years, those guns were given to our affiliated drug cartel because they were making sure we get our cut on the drugs. People don't get this, do they?
No. When we get back, I want to talk about the five-year and multiple five-year plans in Russia.
Exactly. We didn't want to get into that, so this is really good news. Back in a moment. You sound great today, by the way.
Thank you.
John W. Spring. We'll be back in just a couple moments. Stay tuned.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. I want to repeat a couple of announcements I made. If you go to the menu for NutraMedical.com for peptides, you want to send a couple paragraphs and you want to do a get a free starter protocol. Don't purchase peptides without my help. It's free, by the way. If I think your complex condition is so serious, so you may need a consult, I'll tell you that. We also have, of course, our new GABA T2 up, and we have also our monatomic minerals. And we have now the epigenetic frequency therapy to block electropollution, which affects mineral resonance and turning off DNA. I have that therapy available right now. One of the things that I've discovered, and this is kind of like an intellectual thing, is that people seek knowledge or truth rather than seeking better questions or perspective, because a paradox or an anomaly is an answer to a question we haven't asked yet. Unless you ask the right question, the truth never opens up to you. You have to have a kind of mind that thinks, in a sense, a converse of the solution. In other words, you've got to look for anomalies and things that don't make sense in order to actually find the solution of what really is happening. Unfortunately, a lot of the government departments reward behavior where they regurgitate, just same way in university. I call it maggot university, where the students and PhD candidates regurgitate what the professors tell them. And if the regurgitation smells, tastes, and looks like the regurgitation or the what we call the intellectual defecation of the professor, they pass. And unfortunately, people that change the world are not what we call 10th-level maggots. They're people that actually have original thought based on logic, evidence. And my people perish for lack of vision. Vision is based on the idea of asking really good questions, whether it's spiritual or geopolitical or medical, and then finding that the answer is completely different. A good example is my research over the past 40 years on diabetes. My ultimate conclusion is that diabetes is partly triggered off by electricity and the dawn of the electrical age over the last century plus, with the loss of copper, zinc, SOD1, and skeletal muscle. Now, how many diabetologists know that skeletal muscle is the source of why you ultimately get so much resistance, your muscles don't use sugar anymore, and it backs up in your bloodstream because your pancreas is trying to compensate and can't make enough insulin to get it into your muscles? None. The problem is I can prove this now with science. And the problem, the same thing goes with heart disease or dementia or many other problems, the same thing geopolitically and spiritually. People are not trained to ask better questions. They don't have an inquisitive mind to actually look at where are the anomalies in the data sets that they're looking at that kind of make them ask a better question. And that's what you've done. There's people that are quite smart or inquisitive, I don't even think the IQ test totally measures what I call the inquisitive index, I call it. And having an inquisitive index means you're trained to think out of the box so you can actually find out what the truth is, because without the truth, you're going to suffer, whether it's medical, geopolitical, or spiritual. And unfortunately, our leaders aren't necessarily the brightest light in the candle in the box. They often are playing games, just like the people in universities or even drug companies and the medical system. I've seen it before, both in medicine, law, and everything. I mean, the law is not properly operated. We have Dr. Fred Graves talking about the fact that pro se litigants can make the law be a proper operation of our society so that we actually have a constitutional republic. But the problem is that we want to get this information through, so people go to the link that I'll post up and contact President Trump and the staff. Maybe they'll ask better questions and realize they don't know what they're doing. The problem I see is, and the same thing goes with the medical profession, the legal profession, or the geopolitical profession, or the churches, they're all lost in space. They think they understand things when they really don't even have asked the right questions, so their worldview doesn't correlate with actual reality. Amazing, isn't it?
It is. How seldom you hear a preacher ever preach from the book of Acts. How seldom you ever hear them talk about Jesus, after he returned from the dead and was on this planet for many days. And,
40 days.
40 days and seen by more than 500 people. And what was discussed amongst his disciples on what was of significance, what they should be teaching in the future. We hear very little about this.
Right. We mentioned this last hour with Ken Klein, but the problem I see in this show, which is very unique, we're not Coast to Coast Radio, Genesis Network, Republic Radio, or any other network. We're going to raise questions and try to give you what I call the spiritual, geopolitical, and medical manna, the food to actually heal your body, your soul, and your geopolitical future. Because right now our society is dying for lack of wisdom. For example, President Trump's a great blue-collar businessman. But the fact he's failing miserably dealing with pushing 5G and now 6G network, genetically modified food and recycled water. You think he's working on a trade deal with China, but in fact, what he's doing, in a sense, is he's trying to just get manufacturing back to America. That's all fine. But the real issue is it going to make the life for the average American better? Is it going to improve the quality of our food supply when he's pushing GMO food? If he's pushing 5G network 6G, which jams the cellular communication of your nucleoplasm in your genes and so on, it can hack into human consciousness, this is not good. So things can appear good, but because, you know, the definition of evil is to do what is right in our own eyes, Trump may have all the good intentions in the world, but be doing great evil. And that's what the problem is even with a lot of Christians. They also think, well, if I've screwed up, if I do enough good works, God will like me. God loves us all, no matter who we are, even a murderer. But he wants us to turn back to him. And the way back to Jesus and to God is to ask questions that transcend time, space, to give us an image of what God wants us to do, and then do it. Whether it's image that we have our cancers cured or our relationships are healed or our country listens to the most, highest wisdom, wise people, we need to pray out there that someday John W. Spring sitting across the table having a cup of tea and a biscuit, say, with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump takes him seriously. We need to have a day when we can have a Samuel Council where I can perhaps go over my laser-netted infantry systems so we have missile defense. When we have it eventually, we want to share it with our potential enemies so nobody be at risk of a nuclear exchange. What we have to understand is God's intention is to take evil out of the world, but it's not going to be taken out by oppositional powers of thinking that we're going to do certain things. For example, just countervailing tariffs or this or that, or another more advanced military system. No, it's not. It's going to be, we have to basically make the weapons of our current indignation obsolete, and therefore war becomes obsolete, because right now we're heading toward a cataclysm. Economic cataclysm with a bubble economy, geopolitical and military cataclysm, and religious, because the churches, to me, are dead. They don't preach the true gospel, the gospel that Jesus taught after he came back from the dead. They don't teach how to have a relationship with God today, because heaven doesn't start when you die. Heaven starts today when you serve God. And serving God is not easy. If you think being a Christian is easy, you aren't one. Because being a real Christian, you're going to get persecuted in this evil world. You're going to get sidelined. You're going to have like your reputation attacked like mine. You're going to have the devil and the dark side try to kill you multiple times, which he's tried to. And I've had to ask God, hey, God, resurrect me again. And he's done that. And if people don't think, and you've said yourself where you had close calls where after you released the information in 1961, how you knew the dark side tried to take you out because they knew that John W. Spring had a destiny. Your destiny wasn't just to release information about the 1983 Grenada Island, but also a future destiny where you could get this president to become a fully vetted servant and son of the Most High God. He's a good man, but he's a baby Christian. That's the words of Focus on the Family. Donald Trump's not yet a Christian. People want to believe he's a Christian because he believes in religious freedom. Yeah, but he believes in religious freedom of demonically engineered faith. For example, the Catholic Church run by the current Pope. And most of the modern Judaism is following the Sepharad Zohar and the Talmud of Babylon. His own son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is a wizard who worships Rabbi Schneerson. If you read these other books that I mentioned, the Sepharad Zohar and the Talmud of Babylon, you'll vomit if you have two clues in your head. And people don't want to hear that. You can't say something bad about President Trump. Look, I said I pray for the man. I'm a sinner myself. But the only way to not sin is to be close to God and to ask God to constantly pick up your ugly carcass and make you a son again or daughter. And people don't get that without God's wisdom, our nation and our personal future is doomed, and the human race is doomed right now. And we could have a conflict that in a day most of the Americans could disappear in a thermonuclear flash. But they don't get it, do they? Or die in just a power blackout from the weapon of indignation. People aren't ready for this, are they? And you're not going to hear this in any other radio show. We're the only place where you're hearing full range. That's why I give you full range to say what you have to say, or people like Ken Klein or Josh Bernstein or Deborah Tavares. Dr. Deagle, you go further. I said, yeah. And they said, do you think any of these other shows like Fox News or other networks or other hosts are going to have Dr. Deagle on? Now, last week I was very blessed because I had on the show here Chuck Wilder from here in CRN. Hopefully the man is brave. You have to be extremely brave to bring on Dr. Deagle on your show. Why? I'm not an arrogant SOB. I'm a super talented individual that's been brought back from the dead multiple times to actually give a message to the people with my cohorts like John W. Spring. We're literally like Lazarus trying to tell you, give you a drop of water from the Most High God on your tongue, and most people want to spit it out. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear the truth, do they? They think, well, we're crazy. We're conspiracy theorists. And we're telling them if we don't do something about this, like missile defense and Russia and the economy and everything, we're going to all die. And not only just die a physical death, but a spiritual separation from the Creator. And you don't go to play games with Sammy Davis Jr. and Flip Wilson in hell. God's eventual is not only the Creator, he's also the Destroyer, not Satan. And when he destroys, he annihilates. He doesn't leave you in eternal prison and suffering forever. He annihilates you. People don't get this, do they? What do you think, John? Ah, we'll get him back in a second here. So, yeah, so we want people to kind of grasp this of what's going on. So, let's see. Do we have John W. Spring back? Ah, okay. Well, hopefully his, you know, this is another thing that happens. The phone lines are often cut off when we get something that's really serious, because I believe right now with this trade thing with China, we're on the knife's edge of a big war. China has weaponized Iran with intermediate and short-range nuclear weapons. The Russians are panicking because they realize after the G7 summit, if we work out deals with Japan and with China and so on, Russia's boxed in. They're not going to be able to have the capacity to re-exert the Soviet Union. And the only way they think they can do it is if they attack us with at least a weapon of indignation, knock out our power or our military bases here and overseas, or then have America surrender to a world government, which, of course, both left and right have. It's a two-legged beast. John W. Spring, are you back? I can't hear John W., so I don't think he's back yet. Do we have John W.? So far, not good. Okay, well, we have a few minutes left before our next break. What I want people to understand is here we're trying to provide information. I'm going to have the link up for the whitehouse.gov contact. I want people to start realizing that the hour is very late. We are now around 15 months away from the election. We have the Democrats are completely lost contact with reality. Even, you know, moderate kind of Democrats, they want sleepy Joe Biden, which occurred the term that Trump uses, who in Biden obviously is showing signs of organic dementia, even though it's so cold. His neurosurgeon says he's got a good brain. No, he doesn't have a good brain. I can tell just in a mini metal status, if I had 20 minutes with a man, he would show signs of organic dementia. He can't remember times, dates, everything. So what we have is a situation where Joe Biden could not be president. He couldn't even function as president. And now we've got maniacs like Warren and Bernie Sanders Claus. These people are completely crazy. Do we have John? I hear some sounds. Do we have John W. back? Ah, he left a message, so he's not there. Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, I hope we can get him back here. Send me his message. I guess left a message, okay? Something might have happened, a crisis. Doesn't surprise me. This is reality we're going to be facing. I'm just going to go over some of the latest news items I have then. We have, of course, a key yield curve inverts to the worst level since 2007, a 30-year rate, 2%. We're going to do a blog after the show. State pressure forces China champion of pro-market forces to close. Beijing's Unirule Institute, founded to promote economic liberalization and democracy, set to shut down after a quarter century, citing government pressure. Not good. This is what's going on. Dangerous AI, Officer Wright, fake news. So we have AI even writing fake news now, believe it or not. This is a good example of what's happening in our society, and people don't get it. That's why even with your watch TV, even like Fox News, they're not going to go beyond certain lines. They're just not going to do that. Do you have that message you want to send me over there, Tomas? Because it's too bad, I hope didn't have something, a family crisis. I know he has some issues going on with his own personal health and his wife. But I'd like to get him back on because I think it's important to get this message through to President Trump. Things are really desperate. It's a very late hour, and people don't get it that if we don't fix these problems as we approach this next election, either 2020 or 2024, it'll not only be the end of America, it'll be the end of the human race on the planet. So back in a moment, we'll see what we can do to find out what's happened with our friend John W. Spring. Back in a moment. ¶¶
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back, and I'm going to cover on some of the latest dredge stories, and I'm actually going to be expanding on some of these. The latest is there's a major fire erupting in a Philly church developing. The storm watch Dorian, which is the storm, is growing more organized as it heads toward Puerto Rico, and it looks like it's going to hit Florida landfall as well. We don't know the exact storm track. The 30-year rate is under 2%, so that's a very big danger that there's going to be a recession depression. And, of course, this trade thing with China is almost certainly going to break, because China is going to collapse if it doesn't actually make a deal. They've actually collapsed, as I mentioned on the break, and I'm going to talk about this, some of their own democratizing things that actually attract business, because they're extremely aggressive with corporations sitting up manufacturing in China. So we need to deal with that. Now I'm going to go over some of the things I think are solutions to some of the problems. I'm going to go down to them. Number one, with healthcare, Trump, and whether he gets elected, does it after election or before, needs to get rid of malpractice, fee-for-service so it's paid hourly wage. He needs to set it up so that we have rooms rented in hospitals to take care of people so they don't just send people to the emergency department, which is the current rule since 1987. We need to make sure that we don't pay more than drugs in other countries. We need to make sure that, we have John back. Great. John, I hope everything is good there. We lost you for a second. What happened?
Yeah. Apparently someone jammed into the system.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Like, listen, I've had times when my phone, my internet and everything, all three different ways of communication have been jammed. I know the NSA, no such agency, and the intel agencies are watching Deagle. They even have a website called Deagle, DEAGEL.com, that predicts that by 2025, there'll be an 83% reduction in the population of America and up to 90% worldwide. People say, don't realize, why is there so much negativity toward Deagle? Listen, at the last time I was there, after many years, 14 years at Genesis, they wouldn't even allow me, Ted Anderson, to say in a commercial for a product I had with my top nutraceuticals, which I designed, that I even had a show on the network. I got the same disrespect over at Rents Network and at RBN. People need to understand, you know what? People have to be very brave to bring Deagle on. You know why? I'm not Mr. Passive. I'm not just going to kiss your butt. I want to clarify things like I did the last hour with Ken Klein. And we come to a degree of understanding. And I don't mind if you disagree, if you actually show evidence and logic of why you're taking your particular perspective, because I'm actually not an arrogant SOB. I'm an intelligent person who wants to be a decent person, who wants to find a solution so we can fix healthcare, fix missile defense, fix the economy, fix the environment so we don't have a collapse of the ozone layer and destroy all the crops or have a major geoclimatic disaster or earthquakes. I even know how to turn off earthquakes, how to turn off weather. For example, if you send a positron beam, not a nuclear bomb like Trump talked about in one of the Drudge articles, a positron beam toward a storm system or a storm cell, you can actually unwind it. That's the positively charged electrons we use when we make positronic glucose for fluorine dioxide glucose for a PET scanner. I know how to unwind storms. I know how to actually turn off earthquakes so you can create a microquake daily rather than megaquakes every century or two. People say, Deagle, how do you know all these things? I said, from inspiration of the Most High God, and God's given me a superior intellect. And it frightens people because they don't want to hear that when I bring on brilliant people like yourself that are cohorts, you bring on information that the president has to listen. I mean, if he doesn't listen, we don't have defense. If we actually get into a physical conflict with Russia or China, even though they're tiny powers, we'll be cut to ribbons by them. They can even turn off the power for something like the ship a few years ago that was in the Mediterranean, where the Russians had flew a jet over and turned off our power for our ship. I think it was called the Cook. So I would like you to kind of continue saying what you're saying, that how desperate late the hour is and how I don't see any other alternative media. Anybody else out there, including other than our show, I don't see any other network that's talking the full truth. And in fact, I guarantee you that if we actually had an avenue, and I'm trying to get some of the people that are actually here on CRN Talk to have me on their show. Of course, they usually monologue. You know, there's some of the people that are top people at Fox that monologue. But they only go so far. They won't cross that little red line that'll actually put them in jeopardy, like saying that, you know, when they hear the stupid comments from the Muslims about disagreeing that's very suspicious, just with common sense, that 9/11 wasn't just a spontaneous thing that happened because some guys with Saudi and other airport licenses flew jets into the World Trade Center towers, when it actually was an inside job and a nuclear demolition.
Yes.
They don't want to hear that.
No.
And they don't want to hear that Dr. Deagle can only persecute. I got fired and death threats for being the Oklahoma City Murrah building. And when I tried to do radiation toxicology, the last place that shut down was the State Department, told the Japanese lab, you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle. Now, do you think anybody's going to challenge me in a court of law or a psychiatric institution to say Dr. Deagle's crazy? They don't want to hear it. They'd like to use the moniker to say, you know, Dr. Deagle's crazy because we don't want to dialogue with him because if he actually makes sense, we're in a lot of trouble. Whether it's financial trouble, geopolitical, or military or nuclear trouble. And the fact is we're doing things like 5G network that's so insanely dangerous for the human biology and the biosphere, insects dying, birds falling out of the sky with 5G towers. So what would you say if we said this the other day, what would you say to the president if you're going to tell him three or four top things if you had a tete-a-tete, face-to-face, in a little room beside the White House, Oval Office? What would you say?
Well, basically, I'm going to say, Mr. President, and by the way, my latest proposal is not actually seeing him in person, but going to some federal facility here in Southern California, where we would have a secure line, perhaps even a
or a video link. I can do a video link to him, for example. I have a contact that may allow that. By the way, I have some behind the scenes some people that have been in contact with Donald Trump's son. See, I think his own family may have enough concern that if they have the brains and compassion to understand where we're going, because even while Trump is doing a lot of good things, the dark side, even inside his own government, are doing horrifying things. Pushing recycled toxic water, pushing genetically modified food and 5G and 6G network. These are insane things, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And we need to basically say to him, Mr. President, as fine a job as you are doing, and believe you me, I think you have the potential to becoming the greatest president during my entire life.
If he listens to our wisdom, and by the way, it's not our wisdom. See, you and I are just trumpets. We're like the silver trumpets that were blown before the temple. We're trumpeting the words and the wisdom of the Most High God, which are images of truth that transcend time and space. And those images are the things that you use when you actually ask the right questions and saw anomalies to show that we were in danger of a 1961 Cuban Missile Crisis in 1983. It was the images that God showed me in a standing vision of Russian submarines in the Orinoco River and in La Orchilla Island that made me push to get my, you know, if I was just a normal person who was afraid to, you know, sound like I'm a nut, I wouldn't have said to you that, hey, I've actually been having standing visions of Russian nukes in Venezuela. But you were a good enough Christian, you actually say, you know, maybe Deagle's not nuts. I'm going to research this. And you came back after doing your genius research and said, you know what, Deagle? You aren't nuts. There's really good evidence that not only in Punta Huerta, which you've been following for years, but in La Orchilla Island in Mexico and in Venezuela, there are nukes there. And now we have 46,000 Cuban troops waiting to make sure they get free Venezuelan oil to Cuba. We've got 35,000 Chinese Special Forces troops. We've got troops and other military personnel from Iran and from Hezbollah that are actually in Venezuela.
Yes.
And we have a situation where Russia basically is playing this cat-and-mouse game with us, and it's very dangerous. Russia doesn't have the sense to realize that even if they were to knock out our power, we've got weapons that are centuries ahead of them. They have no idea. They are so delusional and drinking too damn much vodka. And, you know, we know that Putin doesn't drink vodka, but he lacks common enough sense and decency to realize, because he's so hell-bent on building the Soviet Union back up again, he'll do almost anything to get his way, won't he?
Yes. Now, what people don't realize, that there was more to the Cuban Missile Crisis than just missiles.
Right.
There were also bombers that were crated in to be assembled in Cuba, and when the Pentagon got wind of that, they said this is also unacceptable.
Right.
So those crates had to be returned to the former Soviet Union, as well as supposedly most of the missiles. And right now, on La Orchilla Island, they have a Russian airbase with a 2-mile-long airfield in operation.
I've actually shown put up the pictures on my web videos.
Yeah, and in addition,
these are not open opinion anymore. People say, well, that's just you, Dr. Deagle. I say, you know what? Please, you know, like when people, like yesterday I had a person put a very nasty comment saying, Dr. Deagle, you shouldn't interrupt Deborah when she's on a monologue. Excuse me, if I feel the Spirit of God's pushing me to make a rant, I'm going to do it because we're in a desperate situation. I don't do radio just because it's entertaining or fun or I want to do this and that. My first hour is all on functional medicine, anti-aging wellness, and I have breakthroughs that nobody else on earth has seen that can help you get your heart valve from diabetes and cancer and other things. But second and third hours deal with spiritual and geopolitical truth and conservatism. And if we don't have the truth, our nation and our world is going to die. And you're not going to get a solution from Fox News or the left or the right or politicians. Even when I contact senators, I tried to contact Senator Rand Paul, tried to contact the senator that's now the new senator for Florida. Nobody responds. All I want to do is ask some questions and get them to dialogue on the air. And as I say, because of my name Deagle, which is Norwegian, and my ancestors were Norwegian Vikings,
yes.
I want to ask them, AXE them questions. I want cutting questions that are going to get down to the truth. That's why, and I don't mind being embarrassed that I'm stupid or I made a wrong decision. So I don't have this ego problem that I can't be taught. I can be taught by a person with grade 3 if they have a good bit of evidence and personal experience. But if people do ad hominem attacks, like, we want you to shut up, Diggle, so why don't you just do a monologue? Please just take a few deep breaths and realize this is a very deadly situation. And you're not going to hear this truth on radio. You're not going to hear it on television. You're going to watch all the Fox you want, and you're going to only go so far up to a line, and they're not going to cross it. I even saw it with Tucker Carlson talking about, how dare we talk about 9/11? And then even when these Muslims raise good questions that actually aren't being answered, like Ilhan Omar and Talib, they don't want to talk about the fact that some of these Muslims are smart enough to ask questions to say, we don't think the World Trade Center towers were brought down by Muslims. You know what? They weren't.
That's right.
That's really nasty, and people don't want to hear that. They like to, because they're really, you know, easy to blame enemy. Some of these people actually had pilot licenses, were still flying after 9/11. Their IDs were stolen. Even had them on the top of the building where there's just bone fragments of people who were turned to dust, and some of their bones were there. But yet, the ID for some of these people, even though they couldn't find the black box of these so-called aircraft. You're kidding. An indestructible black box is not present, but their ID of the passports of some of these so-called pilots is still preserved and not singed to pieces. Come please, you know.
Yeah.
Get a life, okay? But you know what? Nobody raises these issues except for Deagle. Nobody. And that includes Alex Jones or the House Rangers now going to say next this month, September, that they're terraforming the Earth by Martians or some kind of aliens. These people are idiots. They want to control the story, but they don't want to raise questions that are real and find real solutions. I do. And I'm unique. That's why my cohorts, like yourself, we're trying to say, please, please listen. We'll provide enough evidence you can find the proof. For example, you just go on the sewer net, the internet. Just go in public documents. Go in government documents. Go and read the PNAC. Read all the other things, Worldwide Institute. Read these things. And you'll say, well, you know what, Dr. Deagle? It's really unfortunate, but you're not crazy. Please, please, just read. And then afterward, when you start crying, pray. And then take action. Call the president. Like, we're going to have links up for contacting the president. So if you had two or three things to say, let's say next month on video link, what would you say to President Trump? Because we're heading toward the election. And while he's doing this, we're marching over the cliff like a bunch of lemmings, even under President Trump. It's not fixing everything. He's going to try to fix the economy, even though the economy for the whole world is heading toward a crash. We can see all the signs of 30-year low rate under 2%. He's not, and of course they want to crash the economy because they'd love to get rid of Trump, because even the people on the right, the two-legged beast, the left and the right legs, they don't want Trump because Trump is a kind of a destroyer of their agenda. Even though he's a screw-up himself with 5G network and genetically modified foods, and he probably doesn't even have proper missile defense. He just dropped it from the Pentagon last week. So your comments, John, go ahead.
Well, we've got to be able to say to Mr. President, you basically need to listen to us about some matters that none of your associates and advisors could ever comprehend. We have intelligence that far exceeds any of your White House staff.
Absolutely. And we can withstand scrutiny. We want your ear, please, POTUS.
And if you don't believe our intellect, look at our track records.
Exactly. Thank you, John W. Spring. Amazing. We need to do some video perhaps this weekend. Coming up tomorrow, another amazing show. Take action and contact the president. We'll put the links up. Please pray for our nation and the world and for truth. Again, it's like a lotus flower that's raised by good questions.
Which is most important because that